بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. So most of you by now know some Arabic, inshallah. An Arabic word will be Ummi, my mother. And thereafter you can make your own poem about how much you love your mother. So the title of the poem is Kam Ahwaha. That can you ever imagine how much I do love my mother? Ashtaku Limar'aha. My desire is always to be able again to see my mother. And I always desire to meet with her so that I can kiss her right hand. She is the spring, nab'un, where water comes out from. She is the spring of tenderness. Ummi hibatur rahman. She is a gift that has come directly from Almighty Allah and the kindness of Allah. وَالرُّوحُ كَمَ الرَّيْحَانِ. Her soul is like a beautiful flower. I enjoy its fragrance. أَطَعَطَّرُ. The other people use on itar to get a lovely fragrance. I get the beautiful fragrance from the soul of my mother. Ummi hiya ahla al-hur. From the different hurs that are in the world, pretty faces, I can find no face for me that is more pretty than the face of my mother. Yabdu fil wajhi an-nur. When I look at her face, I only see light, illumination. Ummi farhun wa hubur wa dhiya'un yaghshaha. My mother is full of happiness and joy, and there is always light that covers her. How much I love my mother, how much I long to meet with her, and to be able to kiss her right hand. Then he says, O Hannan, O Rahman, O Allah, Adim ummi bi aman wa salam. Let my mother always remain with peace and let her always be safe. Walitarda ya Rahman akrimni bi ridaha. And in order for you to be happy with me, O Allah, bless me with the ability to make my own mother happy. In order for you to be happy with me, O Rahman, akrimni bi ridaha. Bless me with the ability to win the happiness of my mother. Allah tabarak ta'ala bless us all. The doors of Jannah are like the doors of forts, castles, houses, which we will explain inshallah in the tafsir of Wallayli. The door is the main thing to know. If a person reaches the fort, but he doesn't know where the door is, he can try to climb that wall, but that's why the fort was made, to keep him out. Problem is not at the door. So to get in the fort is not difficult if the door is open. But if the door is closed, you can try what you want to. That's why they put up the fort, that you're not getting in. Allah Tabaruk Tala has made his happiness, he has made Jannah, it's a fort. Everyone doesn't get in. Otherwise, who would not want to be in Jannah? Which evil man also would not want to be? But like how a fort is made to keep the strong out, who are not fit to enter, Allah's Jannah has been made such that it is so easy for a weak person, because the door is open. You see him crawling into Jannah, the door was open. But there could be a very strong man with armies and armies. Problem is, his door never opened. One door is Jannah. Of Jannah is the mother, the father. Now to what level will it go, we don't know. Sometimes the parents can act hard. And that is why a parent should not push too much. They should not push. Sometimes the parent knows that I'm the door. But the door mustn't act stubborn. And tell the son, you don't do what I want, I won't open for you. The door mustn't do that. The door must be a door that opens. You would love your child to enter into paradise. The door mustn't be a stubborn door. Sometimes a boy wants to marry a girl. Then the parents become so stubborn, they say, you'll get married to her, get married, but you won't go with my blessings. That sentence don't make sense. Because now you put the child between two loves. It's like the parent is now testing who you love me more, who you love more, me or the girl. Whereas the love for the mother and father is a different love. And the love for the girl is lust. You can never test love with lust. If you're going to give that test, the child will fail. You can never test love with lust. Just like how a dog is so loyal to his master. Those people who train lions, tigers, they also told the lion, you can sleep with the lion, it loves you, but don't test it. Don't test the lion. When lust takes over, the lion will bite you also. So that is why they say when feeding the animal, that time you don't go and throw the meat and then stand there in front and say, who you love more? Then natural instinct takes over. The lion forgets that you the one feeding it. It just jumps. After it kills you, it will come and suck you also and say, I wish I never killed you. But who was the real fool? Not the lion. The lion acted on his instinct. The master not supposed to test love at the time of lust. Many a time parents nowadays, the mother, how I love you, my mother, I want to kiss your right hand. But at the same time, this poor boy wants to kiss somebody else also. There he's not going to go kiss right hand and left hand. Now the mother wants to know who you love more, me or her. You can't give that test. He loves the mother, he got lust for her. You want to see the faithfulness of the dog, of the lion, don't see it in front of food. Let the lion fulfill his desire. Let him fulfill it nicely, he ate well. That is why normally when they take people to see animals, wild animals, before they take people in, they make sure the animals are fed well. Now that they are fed, they relaxed. That man doesn't drive in with his guests and says, I'll show you my animals, how obedient. You can never test obedience, love, faithfulness. Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahimullah said, the king, so many years, how he played with his cats. He played with the cats. He trained them to stand. In front, when he comes in, they all would stand up. Imagine seeing a cat standing on four, it goes on two. And all the cats now standing there, and then he would put candles on their nose and don't move. It took a lot of training, and then they would light the candles. And all his ministers would get amazed. And normally you walk in and you have soldiers standing straight. Now you've got cats standing straight. You'll see the soldiers in Western countries, how they train them in loyalty. That they stand like they're not moving. Like they're dead or like they're a statue. Sometimes a person walks past, now he doesn't know if this is real, because that man is trained just to stand. Even his nose don't move. His eyes don't move. He just stands. I don't know why they do it. That poor guy, whole day he stands, end of the day he must go. In Islam it was that obedience is for Allah. Say Allahu Akbar and stand for Allah like that. You don't stand for somebody else. Whole day you can't move. Now the cats, poor cats are standing. The cats loved the king. They grow up with the king. He fed them the food of the king. They loved the king. One minister walked in, he was amused at this. Like, what a thing, cats. And then he said, can I test the loyalty of your cats? We got 12 cats. All he needed to test the loyalty of the cat was to bring one rat. Jalaluddin Rumi said, the test of the cat is with the rat. He only put that small mouse in a packet, in his small shoe bag. He never even let it out. As he walked in now already the whiskers of the cat started moving. When the whiskers start moving, now the nose started twitching. Now the thing, eyes started moving, one cat looking at the other, now the candles are moving. Everything started happening. Why? Because now lust came in front. What the cat sees as its food, although it was still in the bag, now he just opened it. And normally what a mouse does, it jumps. When the mouse jumped, Mulana Jalaluddin Rumi said 12 cats. 12 years of training all down the drain. All the candles down. Everyone running to make sure there's no fire. Then the minister says, you want to test loyalty, you test it with the rat. What it means is, at the time of lust, no one should put themselves in front to say who you love more. That right is only and only for Almighty Allah. Allah gave that exam, and that's the hardest exam. He created lust in the heart of His servants. He put beautiful pictures in the world. He made the eye want to look. He made the private part want to stretch towards it. He made the legs want to walk towards it, the hand want to reach. And then Allah tabarak ta'ala said taqwa. That I'll allow it in some avenues, I won't allow it in some. Let's see who you love more. That's the highest level of love. That exam only Allah must give. But many a time a parent says, I'll give that exam. They choose between me or her. That poor child, what he's going to do? He'll say, Mommy, I'll stay with you whole life. But at night he'll cry. At night he'll cry because the mother cannot give him what he wants. He loves the mother, but the mother shouldn't put him in that spot. The door of Jannah is supposed to open for the person who's weak. Sometimes that very door closes and says, choose. Never ever make your child choose. If a child is in love with someone, the future no one knows whether it will be divorce or whether it will work. Always have good thoughts in Allah. But for doing to say this year, now you do what you want and go without my pleasure. That is exactly like they caught a person drinking in the era of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the punishment was hit him. At that time the punishment was just give him one two shots, bring one two shoes, hit him. But the Sahabi was a Sahabi, he was genuine. But when you have an addiction, he needed to drink. They caught him again. Again said hit him. But he was genuine. It's just when you got an addiction, you can tell a person how many times. While they were hitting him, someone said this. How many times Allah's Nabi must punish you? And then he said, may Allah destroy you. Akhzaak Allah. That's how the parent will say. Then go on your own. You will see your future. You will cry. So he said, may Allah ruin you. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, don't help shaitan against your brother. That he is already in an addiction. He got problems. He needs dua. Shaitan already got him. You giving him more baddua. Meaning the hiding I'm giving him is not to punish him. The hiding also is to help him. I'm trying to give a hiding to him to warn others also don't do it and to tell him you're going to get hiding again. But I'm not giving him the hiding to say get lost, be destroyed. When the child is in love, the mother, the father must never test the love of the child for them with lust. Because many a time a child in the ending will make a decision and he will go with his lust. The parents' love must be how Almighty Allah has created love in the world. How many a time a servant will sin, but Allah tabarak ta'ala will say, but my door will remain open. The servant will sin, Allah will say, my door remains open. Now let's just say a person found one girl. He became involved with that girl in a haram manner. Now he wants to rectify it. So the parents say, I'll never accept that girl in my house. Never accept her. But they want him to get married, isn't it? So they say, we'll find someone else for you. He say, but I like her. You say, we'll never accept her. That's the parent. Now let's go to Almighty Allah. He fell in love with that girl. He committed zina. There was a child, maybe there was an abortion. Now he wants to change. So what he says, he says, oh Allah, I'm sorry. What can I do to make up? Almighty Allah will say what? Almighty Allah will say, marry her. The mother said, we'll never allow it. Almighty Allah says, marry her. When he will marry her on the name of Allah, Every night he was spending with her up till now was getting the anger of Allah. Now every night he will spend with her will get for him what from Allah? He will only get reward and reward and reward. So when Allah will be rewarding him for that same girl, the question is, why can't the mother and father show him the love Allah is showing? That they can also give him one hadiah. They say, up till now you were doing zina with this girl, we were not happy. Now you're sleeping with her in a halal manner. Oh my son, yes, 5,000, go. He says, because Allah is going to reward you, I also reward you. Why does now it come that we'll never accept her in the house? That girl is already in his heart. She don't need the house. So before the act, the child is warned. Don't mess around, you're going to spoil your life. Before the act. I remember we were doing hifz. So there was this door, like how you have this glass door. For some reason, doors from the past, 20 years ago, students and doors never got along. From that day. So there was one door. And every time the students would run towards that door. Like always. And I remember one day my ustad, he shouted one student and he said, one of the days you are going to break that. Because you're running and you're not sure whether it's open or closed. So he said, don't run in that direction because you'll never know when it's closed. And he shouted about it. And Allah made it that, that's why sometimes they say, you know, when you shout and you say, one of the days you're going to do it, it happens then. Then when you do it, the person says, you said I'm going to do it. See, Allah accepted your dua. You said. So the boy ran and exactly, and those doors, windows, when it hits, and that whole thing comes out of its place and the thing fell and the thing broke. Lucky they have it, what they call like shatterproof or whatever, so it never like fly, but it broke. Now that boy was really, really worried. Because normally what he said, didn't I warn you? But I remember that day when my ustad marhum walked in and someone said to him, he broke it. So he just walked past it like, and he never said anything. So I remember someone asked him that, you never shouted the boy. He said, what's the benefit now? It's already broken. He said, I shouted him to make sure he don't break it. But now that it's broken, now what's the shouting going to help? Like, it's not going to come up again. There's no other window to break. So he said, the shouting was to make sure it doesn't happen. Now that it happened, now what am I shout for? Game over now. Not going to help anything. It's done. It's a very high level, but. But at least we can think about it in our lives. If someone falls in love, all the bayans we gave about zina, don't do it, was so he don't do it. There'll be no barakah in life, there'll be no goodness, she's not fit for you, she won't make the family. Do you want this woman to be the mother of your child? All those bayans is for the boy who never found the girl. As for the boy who found the girl, there's a new bayan for him. Because sometimes that boy finds the girl, he gets involved in all the haram, then the parent phones and messages us that please speak to my son. That's when normally we say, no, now there's another bayan for the parent. Like, that this boy, he got no bayan time now. His only bayan he wants to hear is nikah bayan. The other bayan is not going to work. Now the parent needs a bayan. That she's already in his heart. How Allah will reward him if he now does what he's doing with her in a halal manner. Why don't you reward him in that manner? It's called takhalluq bi akhlaqillah. Can you behave with him how Allah behaves with him? Allah is not going to punish him tomorrow night. Neither will Allah say, how dare you take my name over this filthy girl. Rather, Almighty Allah will say, up till now what you did with this girl was filthy. Oh my servant, you made it pure now, I reward you, Jannah now. Sometimes it even comes, all the past zina, I've made that maaf also. All the past. So if the parent can behave with the child like how Allah behaves with the servant, how nice life will go like. But because emotions gets the better, that I want to now show you who you love more, who you love more. So I told you, never test love with lust. The child loves the mother the most. And he loves, I wish I can come and kiss your right hand. But by the girl, he got something else where he wants. What the mother can't get for him, that girl will get. So you cannot test love. The surah we will explain, وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَى. Almighty Allah will say, night is different. And day is different. Day cannot come out and say, you like me. Because everyone likes day. But everyone also likes night. If day says, prove your love to me, I've given you light. Don't go anywhere else. Time will come when the servant will say, I love you day, but I need to sleep. I need to sleep. The son loves the mother. But when the son says, mommy, I need to get married. It means, I love you, but night is coming also. That you cannot do what night can do. Meaning the wife will do something else, you can do something else. A parent must never test the love of his child with lust. A girl is in love with a boy, and the father says to her, you choose between me and him. It's like saying, choose between day and night. We will say, I need day also, I need night. To make the child make that choice, that's a very unfair choice to me. Never test love with lust. May Allah tabarak ta'ala make this bayan, which is a hard bayan on many parents, but make it go down the throats of parents. It's a time when emotions run high. We have seen boys. They want us to speak to the boys. Put his mind right. He doesn't know what he's doing. Just put him in the khanka 40 days, maybe he'll come right. Send him in jamaat 4 months, he'll come right. At that time we'll say, the only thing that will put this boy right at the moment is the wedding night. The wedding night will make him go straight. Everything will come right. Everything will come right. But if you think jamaat is going to put him right, the khanka is going to put him right, he is thinking about her in sajda also. Where else you want him to change? We have heard of people, when their parents never let them do what they wanted to do, in the land of Makkah Mukarramah, where the parent took the boy for Umrah, he found out she was also there for Umrah. And her parents went to the Kaaba, boy and girl met in the room, in the land of Makkah. Someone will say, in what a place, what did you do? Someone will tell the parents, in what a place, what did you force your children to do? Quran uses this word, وَلَا تُكْرِهُ إِكْرَاه. إِكْرَاه means by force. Allah Ta'ala says, don't force your children onto adultery. لَا تُكْرِهُ فَتَيَاتِكُمْ عَلَى الْبِغَىٰ. If your young girl wants to remain pure, don't force her to become a zaniya. This verse, when you will read it, you'll wonder which father will force his daughter to commit adultery. One is where the man said, I need money. I need money. So my daughter, I'm going to put you on the streets. Anyone can use you. I need money. Quran said, don't force. But a believing father will never do that. So what was the verse going to mean for the believing father? It meant, don't ever become such a barrier because of your emotions. That you force your daughter to commit zina. When she's begging you, oh my father, I need to get married. There's a boy. This issue has confused me a lot. How does a boy find a girl to get married? How? So the easiest and the best way is, one auntie tells another auntie, there's a good girl, that's a good boy, let's make phone calls. That's the best way. But it's not the only way. That's the best way, it's not the only way. That way is like a pure way. They don't even meet. The boy comes, he's shy, he comes in the room, he looks down, she looks down. He just looks up little, but now these girls got a new tariqa. They come with parda. They come with parda. They think he came to talk to her. He could have spoken to her over the phone. So she got questions. She should have asked those questions with WhatsApp chat. Sent it to his mother, he would have enough time to answer the questions. She got a list of questions. He hasn't gone for the samosa run to be interrogated. That question, she can write the list, she'll give him time at night, okay, answer one, answer two, this is the real answer, because you can't ask questions. Isn't when you get caught, the police have to tell you, you got a right to remain silent. Why? Because at that moment, your answers are not going to be right. You put that boy at a time where he only wants to see her. You think he's going to give the right answers. At that moment, whatever comes to his mind, he's going to say it. Later on, he'll say, I wonder why I said this. Why ask questions? He's only going there either to hear her voice and to see her face. Now, that girl comes with a parda and she got a lot of questions. Asking question, question, question. He's answering, answering, answering. Sometimes the boy even wonders, I wonder if I'm going out of here. My mother asked, how she did. I never saw her. I know one boy finally said, she asked, you got any questions? He said, no, not much. Can I see you? That was the only question. Can I see you? He said, okay. She put it up. Can I put it down now? He said, why isn't it? He said, no. He said, okay. He only went there to see her, and that's all that Islam said. Let the boy see the girl. That's why some scholars would actually mention they shouldn't even talk. Others gave permission. They said he wants to hear how she, her voice. Others added little extra. He wants to see her mind, how it works. But the opposite happened now. She wants to see how his mind works. Lust. So that's one of the best ways. The auntie phones the auntie and they organize the meeting. He never saw her before. When he walks out, the sister asks how she looks. He says, I don't know. He says, what you mean? You don't know? Half an hour you were there. He says, she had parda. I only saw for half a minute. And at that time, he's still thinking, did I give the right answer? So when she did show, she never even noticed. Like, you are so exhausted. That's why later on he phones again, say, can I come see you second time? He never saw her first time. So that's one way. Is it the only way? Another way. A boy is walking past a house. That girl is hanging her mother's clothing on the washing line. She turns this way, he turns that way. Eye meets eye. He says, that's a pretty face. He goes home, he says, mommy, who's next door? He says, no, that one cousin came to visit. He says, I want to marry her. At that moment, what the mother must say? How dare you? You saw her. How could you see her? The law is that he saw her. So now the mother must phone and he say, you know what, my son saw your daughter. That auntie can't say, how dare. He say, he saw her, finish, game over. So he's interested in her. What do you think about it? But for some reason when that second one happens, it doesn't happen obviously when he's walking and then he sees her hanging the washing. Rather when he's walking on his internet and he sees her hanging washing on the internet. So he is there, she is there, suddenly they chat, chat, chat. He say, who you? She say, I live up the street. He say, yes. Sometimes he even say, can I see you? And then she smiles. Sometimes she says the true picture, sometimes she says lying picture. Sometimes he say, I'll meet you in the shop, I'm going to shop there. So now they met. After they met, it wasn't right what he did. But he was walking. She was there, they saw. Now what does Islam say? Does Islam say it's not allowed to marry this girl? Why? Because you saw her. Or does Islam say that the eye makes zina? The ear makes zina. The hand makes zina. Meaning, by him looking at her, that's zina. By him texting her is zina. By him walking towards her in the shop is all zina. The hadith ends, وَالْفَرْجُ يُصَدِّقُ ذَٰلِكَ أَوْ يُكَذِّبُ. But finally the private part will sign off, will the whole thing be called zina or not? For some reason people forgot this hadith. The private part will sign off, will the whole action be regarded as zina or not? What this means? If he now gets involved with her in a haram manner, not only will Allah take him to task zina for the act of the bed, but every word before it, every eye exchange before it, every leg movement, everything will be called zina, zina, zina. And he will be punished from the beginning of that meeting right till the ending, not just one day. He will be called a zani for an entire 2 years. But let's just say this boy, He says, I like this girl, but, that exact but was the word Abdullah, the father of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, said. He was with his father, Abdul Muttalib. They were going on a journey. A very pretty woman came in front. She looked at him, she realized that he got within him the light of Nubuwa. So she came in front of him and she said, Abdullah, I only want one night with you. Did he say, Toba, Toba, never ever get lost? He also liked her. She was an extremely beautiful woman. So he said, Ammal haram, fal maut, dunahu. He said, if you're speaking of haram, then I'd rather die. He says, but if you're speaking of in a halal manner, I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind. I'll speak to my father about it. And then he went to tell his father, that's a smart girl. And she came to me like, and the father said, just leave it now, carry on like. Because the father already had a thought in front. And then the father took him there, he saw Amina and he was very happy. But look at that sentence he said, if you're speaking of haram, I'd rather die. But if you're speaking of halal, we can consider it. When he went to his father never smacked him one shot and said, what? Never. He said, let's carry on. If you're not happy, they will come back. Halal. The boy is in love with a girl. Al-farju yusaddiqu, the private part will either say, yes, it's all zina. Or the private part will say, nothing was zina. Nothing. How? The boy says, I can't do haram with you. They're messaging each other. He says, let's meet tonight. The girl says, never haram. Never. But then she goes and says, Daddy, I want to get married. Mashallah, mashallah. Allah will bring the boy for you, inshallah. Very good. Then she says, Daddy, there is a boy. Allah will bring the boy. He just said it now. The boy came before you said it. He said, Allah will bring. The boy came. What? Who? That girl will say, Allah brought him. Although he brought him in the wrong side. He brought him. How else I met him? Allah brought him. He wants the granny to bring. The auntie to bring. That's one way. That's the nice way, but it's not the only way. That boy already came in your heart. All you have to do is allow him to come in the house. The other boy comes in the house first, and then we have to make dua, Allah puts him in the heart. That's how the normal way, isn't it? With the auntie. Auntie say, very good boy. Very good boy. Let him enter the house. He'll taste the baking she makes, her samosa. And then you'll say, I hope that when he eats the samosa, she'll go in his heart. That you say, this is very tasty. But at the moment he's in the house, she's not in the heart. And the other side, already in the heart, now you only have to bring him in the house. Already in the heart. There people say, no, it's not going to work. Why it can't work? That's when they want us to give a bayan. There we give the bayan if he already found her. She already found him. They're already writing their poetry to each other. They got names for each other. They found love. You can't just easily break through love. You can't. They say going forward it won't work. Going forward, don't talk of going forward. You're worried about tonight. Why let the private part sign off that it was all zina? Rather let the private part sign off it wasn't zina. It wasn't zina. And the girl said, I won't do haram. The boy said, I won't do haram. Can't the father at that moment hug his daughter? Say, you met the boy. Did he take your honor? Your izzat, the girl says, no, my father. He wants to marry me. Instead of going up to that boy and grabbing him and smacking him, how dare you message my daughter? The boy will say, uncle, I could only message her if she was on the computer on the other side. He was smacking me, but what about her? He says, don't you dare come near the house again. He says, uncle, I never came. She came to me. That's how it is. Then the guy father goes home and tells his daughter, don't you dare message him again. I'll show you. You're testing love with lust. Testing love with lust. When you test love with lust, sometimes that girl, she's going to make your pudding tomorrow. Your dessert tomorrow. She hates the father so much that day. She might spit in the ingredient and mix it. And say, here's your food. Eat it. She hates you now. Why? You tested. But But if that father looks at his daughter and says, where you met him? He says, don't you dare do haram. You like him. If you like him, let's talk straight. You like him. I like him, daddy. Let's go meet him. Come to the boy's son. Why are you messing around with my daughter? You like her. Don't, if you like her, don't mess around. You like her. I like her. Then get married to her. That son will be like, daddy, that's fantastic. That boy will call his father-in-law daddy. That boy. Because he saw a man came to him and said, you like my daughter? Marry her. Don't mess around. He'll hug that father. Day and day he'll hug. He'll love his father-in-law more than his own father. Because then he'll tell his father-in-law, but how are we going to convince my father? So we'll sort it out, don't worry. Me and you. He'll love his father-in-law. You saved my life, you. But now, for whatever reason, when emotions get the best, finally I'll end on this point. We're waiting for another bayan, but this bayan came. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a man must never make judgment. A judge must never pass a judgment when he's angry. A judge must never pass judgment when he's angry. Now what is a judge? A judge doesn't just come out as a 6 month or 6 year alim. Even an alim is 6 years. But he's not a judge. Then you can become a mufti, but you're still not a judge. A judge has a lot of other processes that he has to go through. Finally, they make him a judge. The judge, one thing that is drummed in his mind is, you can never make judgment with emotions. That is why if a case comes in front and they say there's a connection with the judge in this case, they'll say remove the judge. There must be a neutral judge in this. Nabi also said, when the judge is angry about something else, he mustn't make judgment. Angry about this issue, angry about something else. At the moment his mind is not there, you just keep quiet. You don't make a judgment, although this got nothing to do with why you're angry. He said he's angry, don't make a judgment. When the judge is not allowed to make a judgment when he's angry, even if his anger is on something else. The parents, when their emotions are high, they must not make judgment with regards to their children. Because the thing happened now. Now everyone is angry. Now you say, keep quiet. Now the parent will be told, you also don't make a judgment. Because at the moment you are angry. And the child will be told, you also hold on. Now a neutral party must be allowed to come in. Someone neutral. When someone neutral will come, and he will look at the whole thing, he will first have to see how much in love with the girl is the boy. And if he finds this boy is already boiling point, he already did it, he is going to do it, then it's like someone says, press brakes. You say, at the moment, don't press brakes. You're going to press brakes, it's going to flip. At the moment, let's just the speed drop a little. This boy is already there. Now you tell him, pull brakes, pull him. It's like pulling the lion away from the food. That lion will turn back and bite everyone else. Now the lion already found the food. Now you say, let the lion eat. Let him eat. When he is full, we'll bring him back home. Now you'll tell the father, you're not going to lose your son. But this is not the time to pull him back. He'll attack us. Now let him do what he needs to do in a halal manner. Even if you don't like the girl, he is going to live with the girl, not you. If you say she can't cook, you say he will then cook for her, not you. He'll buy out from McDonald's, not you. He'll live with her. The sister will say she can't look after her house. You say he is going to live in the house, not you. But why everyone says she can't do this, she can't do this? At the moment the boy knows, I like her because of she can do something which I want her to do with me. That's all. After that, her way she cooks, the way she cleans the bathroom, the way she looks, the way she dresses, all that got to do with him and her. He'll make sabah. He'll make sabah. Because after the lion is full, when you will bring it back, even if the meat wasn't so clean, the lion will wipe himself also. He'll come and sit there, but the lion is full now. He won't attack you. Never test love with lust. So why this came in my mind today, I don't know, but what a nice poem it was. Oh, my mother, I love to come and kiss your hand. But the mother, normally when they read these poems, they send it to their son next. See? Why can't you be like this? Say, mommy, I love to kiss your hand. but you stopped me kissing somebody else's hand. That's why after this I don't want to see you again. That mother, the child will love to kiss her hand, who allows the child also to fulfill his desires. Make everything halal for your children. Your children will love you always. لِمَ تُحَرِّمُ مَا أَحَلَّ اللَّهُ لَكَ. Almighty Allah says, that which Allah made halal, don't make it haram. If Allah made an avenue, the girl is a girl. Just the problem is, he met her, she met him in the wrong avenue. I know so many examples. The boy is so good, so good. The father said, there's nothing wrong with the boy, but why he wasn't fair? I wanted to tell that father, like, that boy lives in Durban. You live here in Joburg. How was he going to find your daughter, like, in the fair manner? He found her in the wrong manner because that was the only way he found her. You think, like, he was waiting in Durban and then some auntie was going to send one note one day, phone number. This is the house to phone. He never saw her. He never spoke to her. How was he going to find her? He found her now, finished. So now you say, I like the boy, but. I say, but what? That what he did wasn't right. I say, forget what he did now. Emotions. Do you like the boy? Is there a problem with the boy? No, but what? He lied. He cheated. How could he miss? Forget that now. Game over. You like the boy. I like the boy, but. So you say, leave out that emotions. Forget how he met the girl. Forget the messages. Forget the poetry. Forget everything else. Put it all one side. Bring the two together. Do you like him? G. You like him? G. Then be a father, be a mother. Say, if you like each other, our job is to protect you all from haram. Get married. Then they get married. If they say the aunties will be upset, say we won't invite them for the nikah. That's it. Don't invite them. Because this boy must not fall in haram with this girl. Finish. May Allah Tabarak Ta'ala bless us all with the understanding of what makes Allah Tabarak Ta'ala happy. May Allah Tabarak Ta'ala let us never be making judgments based on emotions. Let us never be followers of our own desires. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Normally my bayan